Good day, people. Welcome to my first ever podcast. Yay! I will be recording this podcast in my family home, and where there will be most likely background noises being able to be heard on this audio clip, because I've got kids around and my family and everything. So bear with me, please. And since, you know, this will be my first podcast, then I will try to make this as quick as possible, because I don't want to get into deep subjects and then get lost and, you know, not have anything else to talk about. But I will start off with talking about the world and what we're living in today. So this world is at the moment in a state of chaos. If you look at the news and the media, what they portray is that there's a lot of fighting going on, wars, killing and murder, and economic chaos. But have you really been around the world and to witness all these things? Do you take for granted what the media tell us about what's going on? And this is something that I, you know, get really frustrated about, because I've worked in, you know, I've had education in multimedia, and what they learn teach us is, you know, basically falsification of most of the videos and audio that we create, and media is based on that. It's based on all these, you know, things that are not true. So, you know, it's blatantly there that we are witnessing this TV, this internet now, you know, social media and everything. But social media is more believable, because people who do make the videos are just normally them, you know, they don't have any effects on it, you know, or they don't act on what they say or do. So basically, the subject that I said is about the world is not really about the world, but it's about the TV and what it portrays about the world. So hang on a minute, I'm just having a sip of my brew. Yeah, and this subject is confusing a lot of people, because they don't know what to believe anymore. You know, are the governments around the world, the elitists, are they, what they say, what's going to happen in cases of economies and employment and tax and debt ceilings and all these things? This is, you know, obviously what the Obama is currently talking about, debt ceiling, raising the debt ceiling so that the government shutdown can, you know, be cancelled. And it just has recently, because they came to a deal with the Democrats and Republicans. I can't really get into what they were talking about, because I've not researched enough on about it. But basically now Obama is, he, for me, you know, I'm a very skeptical person, and I don't take face value up front, and I need to really get to know things before I actually believe him. So is Obama, and I'm a religious person in a way, Muslim born, and I've read a lot of books and historical data on how we perceive the world and what's in around the universe. I don't know too much, obviously, but I've touched on a little bit. And you know, we know about these creatures that are called jinns. They, in other religious doctrines, are called demons, and basically what were we going on about there is in other religious doctrines, these jinns are called demons, and you know, we believe in our religion, Islamic religion, that jinns can shapeshift, you know, into different forms, including humans. So, and the most notorious of all these jinns is called Satan, and which is called Iblis in the Arabic language. And he had the power after coming, you know, getting kicked out from heaven, to change forms, shapes, even to go into a human being. He himself will be able to actually go through a body of a human being and run through the bloodstream of that being. So what does that say? These elitists, you know, around the world, this, I would like to touch up on another subject, is the Antichrist. Now, he's been foretold in prophecy by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that the Antichrist will come at the end of times, and you know, he will hold so much power, and there's so much knowledge on about this subject that it's led me to think that the Obama is either Obama and the US government and the British government and the elitists around the world are the followers of the Antichrist, or Obama himself is not actually a human being. You know, he's actually Satan himself, and he's just impersonating a human being. And you know, this is my conclusion, because I seen a video of this person who became famous overnight. You know, he was a beggar on the street of America, and you know, and he was called the Golden Man Voice Radio, something like that. And basically what he was famous for was his voice, and he became known throughout the world overnight. And his facial features, you know, it looks nothing like a human being. It looks like a demon, you know, it looks like a Satan or something, but some parts of his facial features was very similar to Obama's, and that led me to think that he changed his form from being Obama to that person being a beggar and becoming famous overnight, and you know, he could change back to being Obama again, you know. So he can change to many human forms if he likes, because they've been given that special ability by God, Allah. And You know, this world is just a, it's a deceiving world. So, yeah, I will clarify this in other podcasts that I make, but so far I won't get into too much detail. Like I said, it's just my first episode, and I don't want to get into a messy subject and then get lost and have people getting confused and everything like that, including myself. So, yeah, I think we'll leave it at this, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast and you have a great day. And thank you for listening, and please stay tuned in.